Hello, everyone. Today I've decided to start my live stream on Pod Live, so I am broadcasting live. I think I'm gonna use this opportunity to kind of like introduce myself. I am the coach, you know, a fitness nerd. We need to be all day. There's some people that actually knows me. I'm welcome. If you are alive on tab, you are online, I welcome you. You can introduce yourself and let me know who you are. Hope you're not the troll that I'm talking about. If you're not to offend anybody, but I could just start by saying off the gate, since I'm going to be doing this regularly, almost like I'm coming up with the schedule is set, which means I'm going to be doing Tuesdays and Thursdays, and hopefully I'll be able to actually have a full schedule where I can actually do it on daily depending on the response out there. So let's just start with something that's on my mind and just move that, which is when somebody goes online and do something. I know we live in a world where everybody believes that they've got their right to that and right to this and everything, but there is boundaries when it comes to online platforms. People think they have full-fledged right to just bump into somebody and say whatever they want. So let me just say this before we go any further. On this platform, I don't tolerate any nonsense. If you don't want to participate, you're not welcome. We welcome people that want to be part of this community. And if you're coming with negative for whatever reason, okay, we don't want to know you. And I don't think you need to know us and actually be part of this community, because this is for my community, people that have the same mind and the same agenda as me. And if we don't have the same agendas, it's perfectly fine. So I'll say thank you in advance before you start. So because we will also have here, because you can communicate, send some messages, which is why I'm actually putting out there off the get to say I don't want any negativity. I don't want people that will come and do trolling. Is not a thing that I don't encourage anybody to do or should do. What I mean is, everybody, you have a home where you live. You don't just have people coming and barging in into your house and telling you where to move your couch or do or how to cook your food, you know. And if it's by invitation, they say you will do as the Romans do if you go to Rome, and that's how it's going to go on this platform. So anybody who wants to be their platform, you are welcome. We'll talk about life, we'll talk about most things. And when I say about life, I'm not talking about, let's grab bags and go to Mopi City and we have a party, you know. No. I'm talking about finding solutions and being people that are solution, people that wants to come up with solutions in life. I know most people know me as a coach. I coach in fitness and I do nutrition and other things, and also I coach in different spheres that I am capable to help other people to do to achieve their goals. That's my goal. And on this podcast, I'll be facilitating some conversations, and all of them, they are more to do with growth, not anything that it has to do with. I am not for destruction. I am there for building. So if you are a negative person, I will reiterate again, you are not welcome and you will not participate in this. I will ban you, or I will find other means. And I always say, if you are a normal human being living in life, whatever issues you have with people, you can actually address that. This thing of people these days of thinking that they can go to the internet and then they can start doing this and you know, trying to harm other people or make other people miserable or whatever. No, we are not going to give you any opportunity on this platform. So that has been said, guys. So we are going to have a schedule. When I say it's going to be on Tuesday and Thursday, and also with Tuesday and Thursday, I say Saturday, we'll see if we can have another slot. But for now, that's what I'm going to be doing, which means it's going to be around 3 o'clock, and I'm going to have another schedule probably, which means going to be 11 o'clock on Tuesday, and on Thursday that will be more of our schedule. And also I'm planning to actually have visitors that will come, people that will come, guests, co-hosts, or co-speakers, to so to say. I have got I can have eight people online, but I'll start with smaller groups of people, and also we'll talk about what the agenda was there, what we need to talk about. So if you are interested in actually being part of the co-host of the 8 people that will be actually live and streaming at the same time with me and having a conversation, you can email me. My email is winnethdure@gmail.com. Or you can send a link or send me a message on this live stream if you want to be part of that, and you can give me your email, then I'll actually aid you and you'll participate. I have also come up with I've got a podcast, a Love Pastors View. If you don't get a chance to listen to our live podcast, you can also check on our website, which means all the recorded podcasts. So like this one, I am going to convert it and make it into a podcast, which means a recorded one that you will actually be able to listen to. So most of them, they will be also available if you are not. The 3 o'clock doesn't work for you, or 11 o'clock doesn't work for you. So that's about all the updates, and you can also check my Patreon, and also I'll be streaming on Facebook Live, which is going to go also on the same days on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So Tuesdays and Thursdays are going to be very busy days. Okay, so that's what I had as updates, and that's what I have for updates. So don't forget, if you want to be a guest, a co-host, you can let me know, and I can make you you can join me in one of the live podcasts on Tuesdays and Thursday. I just wanted to kind of touch base and actually have and give people updates, because I've been talking about actually going live and live then, because I'm working on so many projects now, so time is not really available, but we have to make time so that we can be able to do those things. So as you know, that I'm my fitness needs. So anything that I talk about, mostly where I'm passionate about, is all about fitness and actually being healthy. That's my niche. That's what I love doing. And hence I call myself a fitness nerd. Maybe some people can disagree with me, but that's how I feel anyways. So I don't know how you feel too, but it's okay. My other one that I was talking about, what I've been covering these past weeks, is I've been teaching about food groups, how people relate with food. So it's all about relationship with food. Because with all my career, for my whole career, I think I've coached for more than 20 years. I'm 50 years now. It's quite been a while. I have found that it's the effective way of actually talking about or addressing any issues that comes with health. It's about food, which is why I'm making it more of the which is the most thing that we should have a conversation about it. So most people don't like, talking about food, because we're living in a world where it becomes more of a stigma. You eat too much, you've got weight because you eat food too much, and it has become almost like a monster. So, but people should be you know, comfortable and actually be knowledgeable about food. And we, you know, and because that's life with me, that's what I think is it's people should be able to talk about most things. People discuss lots of things that we think it's a taboo or whatever. The same thing we talk about anything. So food should be something that we are not afraid to talk about, and which is why I coach and I use the method of coaching, and not just coaching, it should be a conversation. Coaching, yes, it's part of the conversation, it's part of what we need to do, because now we'll be actually showing, and we need to provide, as a coach, I provide tools to people so that they can be able to cope and be able to do what they need to do. But also people should be in the position when they want to actually understand and actually understand why they want to be, why, what is the relation, which is why I talk about it's a relation, like all other relationships that we have in life. If it's a person that you meet, hi, D, Mark, I would want to know who they are and, you know, and kind of have an understanding of how we relate, whether it's in terms of business or whatever, but we have to create that relationship. So that's the thing, is so when you have a better relationship, when you know that other person, then the relationship or whatever that you want to do becomes easier. So the same approach with food, if we don't have an understanding of the food, we can't really relate with it, which is why we have to be told by other, we think we have to be told by other people, why should we eat? I do understand where it comes from, because food, it's all about nature, and because it starts, how we're introduced to food is actually being natured, where it's introduced by the mother to the child, and as they develop and people around them and they, whatever, which is why you find even the provision of the food around them, where what's grown around there, what's accessible around that area is what they're actually gonna know. And then when they are older, then they start actually experimenting and testing and trying all other, but also it's things that they actually have. So it's all about nurturing. I think that's why it becomes a little bit difficult, because by virtue of that, it's almost like you are bound to know about food. You don't really need to learn so much about it, or even if you don't, because it's provided, so you should actually have. But now, in the modern world where we are, it's becoming a little bit difficult, because there is so much foods of different kinds, and also there's a lot of things that are happening in our life in terms of movement and all that, and also there is lots of challenges. There's lots of challenges when it comes to food. Food is still the same, and I think also with the industrialization of actually food, where we have come to be part of economics, right, where we actually have to process this food and actually sell them so that people we can have access to them, which is where we'll have the discussion about processing. What does it mean, processing? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? People discuss that. Is it the one that's causing us to gain weight, whatever, what is? So it's all about food handling, not really about the food per se, because food in general, when we understand food, it's actually provision of nutrients to the body so that it can be able to function, you know, as a human being, whether as just to be a living organism or to function where we're able to do all those things, whether it's sport or whatever that we need to do to human capability optimum as a sprinter or as a football player. So those are the things that we never have that conversation. I've talked to some of my, you know, like I've got doctors, my own doctors, or some friends of mine that are actually doctors. Most of them, they tend to say that, you know, there isn't, because you would think that you have a full-fledged doctor who just looks at nutrition and trait, but we've got nutritionists, but I have never, you know, they don't say they're doctors. They are not the same as a physician, you know, like where you go and you say, okay, we've got a heart surgeon and we have that. Nutrition is not, it's almost like any GP or whatever is supposed to know, or a nurse is supposed to know how to tell, but you find that most of my clients has been doctors. Most of my clients have been actually nurses. They also struggle when it comes to that part of actually relating with food or actually nourishing themselves or feeding themselves. And also, which is what I always say, it's not about people, because I think why the struggle when it comes to weight management is because people, we tend to want to think that, I don't know where we tend to believe that there is failing and there is achievement. You know, they say, well, if you are gaining weight, which means you're failing, it actually, there's something wrong with you. You overeat. There's a stigma out. So there must be wrong. It's you. It's not, you know. So there is almost like, I don't know why, because even with me, when I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking, okay, if somebody gets a headache and they go, everybody gets concerned, right, because they're sick or whatever. But instead of worrying about why these people are gaining weight, it's not, nobody would want to say, hey, you know what, I just want to pick some kilos because it's just good to pick some kilos. I just want to have so much weight on me. No, it's not like that. But this is why I'm saying is now you need to understand, how does somebody get to that? To that stage where they have to have a struggle, where they think, okay, I'm struggling with weight. There's something that's not right. Okay, which means there is something. Is it really that they're eating? Even if they're overeating, it's not really about the food. It's about what they're going through. That's almost to their emotional makeup. So it's all about relationship. So all these triggers that end up doing certain things, it's the same thing. If we look at alcohol, right? People drink alcohol, but some of the people, they go overboard, not because of that, but because of some other things that are actually going around them, which is actually affecting them. And I think I had to appreciate this more, because when I went into coaching, you know, you go to school, you get the your diploma, they say you are a certified trainer, and okay, go train them, right? But you see, the conversation that I was having most of the time was not about movement. It was all about management of nutrients so that we can stop gaining weight. We know that actually you can use all this, you know, training and movement. It's another tool you can use to actually probably slow down, I cannot say stop, storing of the nutrients that we actually overstore as fat. So that's what I discovered. And I'm thinking, okay, you know what? So it's not, but what do we tell people? Everybody, when we say, okay, you need to go to the gym. Now you need to go and exercise and lose weight, right? Oh no, she's lazy. She's not moving. That's why she's gaining weight. Or he's gaining weight. Or he's lazy. Or he eats too much. No. Then I realized that, because most of these people, when you start actually having that conversation with them one-on-one, and most of them, you realize, no, it's not really about food. They are doing what they believe to be the best of the knowledge of they have around food. Right. Like myself, if I didn't go to school, and or if I was not a curious person, where I called myself a fitness nerd, if I wasn't not a nerdy and wanting to know all these things, right, I wouldn't know, right? And so it's only a few people that will actually do. And the unfortunate part is mostly then we start to think people that do sport should also know it. But what they do is they're trying to do these things, and then they just have to, because with me, I don't remember when I started, where I had a conversation with my coaches, especially at an early, at the beginning of it, where nutrition was talked about. You were expected to show up and you just do the movement. And later, you know, when I started going up in my career, I was wanting to improve and actually do better. That's when I started actually looking at what else could I actually do. Then I realized that, okay, nutrition is one of them. And then you start incorporating that. So it's not really, it's almost like we never start at the nutrition as the first point where we need to look at. We always look at other things, then we actually backtrack to kind of connect the two. And I think now my opinion is people should start on the nutrition first, because that's the energy system. Then they start actually thinking going forward. If it's an athlete, then you go forward, but you start perfecting your nutrition, then movement is added to that, then actually perfect the skill of movement. The same thing with weight management, your knowledge, your relationship, if it's better, then the tools that you will get will make it
easier for you to actually be able to achieve whatever that you want to achieve, whether you want to gain muscle, whether you want to lose fat, reduce your fat storage, or whether is the, you know, biochemically there's something which you've got deficiencies, you need to look at that and actually work on your deficiencies. So you, it's more, but if you don't know, you don't have a relationship, you cannot go to all these points and actually make them right. Because just going to the gym, right? If you don't have a good relationship, I don't think you will actually be able to be effective and use the tool, which is the gym and equipment and everything that you actually have to be able to actually manage your weight in whatever way, whether you want to gain muscle, whether you want to gain, lose weight or whatever, because it's all weight management. And I think also the thing is because most people, because we... instead of the doctors, which is the medical field, then we created what we say, okay, we've got personal trainers. I am also a coach. I'm a personal trainer. I also have a certification. Those are the people that we go to and say, these are the people that do. But most of this comes from the bodybuilding more as a sport. These are the people that tend to lean on that. So the knowledge really, or you know, that mostly is out there is all about hinged on actually, which is almost like a sport. So it's almost like we would pick one sport, right? We say, okay, boxing. So then we need to follow all the protocols of what takes for you to be a boxer, okay? I understand it's a little bit weird to give that example, but the thing is, because bodybuilding, that's what they do, they exercise. But the thing is also, we forget sometimes that it's not just about building muscle. It's about, it's a sport which actually has to be done. It's people wanting to know how much a body can actually, how much muscle can a body, how much muscle can they put on their body to develop it, right? So which is why it's an easier one that we can actually like tailor make and follow, which is why you find I was talking to one of my clients and we, you know, and she was saying, but how long is it going to take me to have a six pack, right? And then I said, well, because I have this conversation because I know when they ask, and I says, did you try to find out? And she says, yes. And I says, what did you do? Then she says, well, I checked on the internet. And the internet, everybody goes to Google or somebody goes to YouTube, right? So they searched, and there is so many, even if you now you go and you actually search, you will find that they'll tell you you've got seven, you can actually have a six pack in 7 days. You can have a six pack in 14 weeks. You can have a six pack and there's a guy who's ripped, who is actually telling you you can actually have that in 7 days, right? So there is but these are pro people. It's almost like telling somebody, okay, I will train you and you will be able to make the Olympic team and win a medal in 2 weeks. I will train you and you will be able to play pro sport and win Wimbledon in 2 weeks. That's the same thing. It sounds odd to say that, but that's the same thing. But people listen to that. People follow that because people believe that they want it to be true because it sounds like it's the better solution. Because I think as human beings, we also want to go easier, where we don't have to expend so much energy or effort or pay a high token for whatever solution that we need to solve. So then we are stuck in this, which is why you find this when people use these gimmicks or whatever, we always catch on them, because it's also understanding on the psychologically humans, we are always calculating that the lesser energy that we put in that, the better, or the lesser token or lesser value that I put in whatever that I want, the better. It's an advantage as long as I get what I want. So which is the approach of most people, what they do. But when it comes to actually eating, I think with weight management and also with your relation, which you can't, because this is the same thing, is that the natural part of you being a human being. Everything is hinged in that. You're feeling good, your capability, your brain capability, or whatever that you actually do is actually hinged interest in that. So which means you cannot want it to be a short term, which is why I always say, you know, as a child, when you're born, you don't know anything. You can't move, but you learn all these movements until. But now we don't have to stop and think, okay, should I learn to walk again when you get up in the morning? No, you know how to walk. I know how to talk now because I can actually, so I don't have to go and think, unless if I'm learning another language, then I will have to start again almost to learn each and every vowel, how to say it, my dialect and everything. But that's the thing is, but food, why don't we take the same approach to actually say, okay, know how to relate with food, right? We believe we do, but why do we have all these other problems? And I think it's just a dialogue. It's not an easy one because there's so many factors, things that actually affect like anything else in life, right? So provision could be one of those. And there's this thing of people that think every time when I have a dialogue with anybody, when it comes to this, they always say, "Coach, but it's so expensive to actually live a health lifestyle." I'm thinking, what do you mean it's expensive? It's not like you have to eat different kind of foods that you eat. You eat the same foods that you're actually supposed to eat. So there is not so much difference in its choices. It's a grain. What has been made, what they've done to the grain to come up with all these other foods doesn't really matter, right? Because the nutrient that you're still getting is the same. If you're looking for a carbohydrate, it's actually a carbohydrate, which ultimately will change into glucose. That's exactly what's going to happen. And if it's a protein, you're looking for a protein source, it doesn't really matter, even whether it's sold in a high-end store or butchery or whatever, it's a cow. So if you have better sources of what you actually, where you can find that. So this is the thing, is because most people will always think like it's easy. I know when it comes to more products that are made, which are actually more of carbohydrates, right, which is comes from starch, they're easier to get. And most of them, they are really not that expensive. So it's easier. But when you go on other nutrients, they may be actually be expensive. Fruits, so they tend to be a little bit cheaper depending on where you are, what's the season. So provision may play if we look at it really, for people to get enough for them to survive as a human being, there's quite enough, really. There is quite enough that can sustain, and also affordability, you can actually factor things in. But also that understanding comes in when you know your relationships, when you know exactly what you need and what your body needs. But if you don't know, you always think like you're missing something, or you end up spending your money where you really don't have to mean, because you're buying these expensive things. Because most people will say, but do I need to buy all the supplements now and whatever? And I'm thinking, no. That's another thing that we'll talk about, that I don't want to talk about it now. Supplementation is still the same thing. It didn't come from Mars. They did not grind a stone. It's still grown food, something that comes from a cow, whether it's animal product or it's a grain or corn, it's whatever that has actually been broken down and made into powder. And if we don't know its origin, then you mustn't eat it, because we don't know what it is, right? So that's the thing. It's not realistic. So I think because we don't want to, it's conversations like this don't happen where people really have to think, because it's easy to say, I want to eat whatever is there, you eat it, then you're okay. But when we only go to start thinking about this, we're having this dialogue when something is not right. So when you're sick, when you've got challenges, which is why this conversation always come from when somebody has gained weight or they are in underweight and things are not going properly, their system is not working properly, then they start going to the doctor. Then the doctor will tell them, no, you have high blood pressure, you have cholesterol, you are actually borderline, diabetic, so you need to actually do something about, or you are obese, you're super heavy, or you your infertility is actually you cannot have children because there's something to do with your hormones and that. Then you're trying to, and then when you start to look these things, then you realize that it's all to do with you, which when we say you are not healthy. So that's the word unhealthy, means the body is not would be able to do what is supposed to be naturally, right? Without, you know, which means it has to function in a certain way. When that is not met, then you're not healthy. Right. So all those things, then we go back, then we start looking for these solutions of say, okay, how do I, but mostly it comes in as a treatment. And which is why you find also diets, most of these diets that we see, the phase diets, they are in treatment form. It's either they were done for people that had cholesterol, or they were done for people that are diabetic. They were done for people that were overweight, which is morbidly obese, right? Which means they're literally killing themselves for, or they're super, their energy level is so low, people that are anorexic and bulimic. So these are all treatments, and mostly they are more on an extreme level of actually, which means the damage to the body is greater, right? So now we need to reverse that to normal, which means why in the medical field, then they come up with, which is clinical nutrition, which I literally say it's clinical nutrition. But now then it gets thrown back into the mainstream in the idea of saying, okay, well, if I am that, so it's almost like we're doing almost like a preventive way of saying, okay, it's good to say, okay, well, if you eat foods like this, it's going to cause cholesterol. It's okay. It's good to understand. But to what degree do we relate or understand, right? Are we supposed to, are you there? Are you doing there? So we don't really teach about people. It's almost like going, I've got a headache. Then I go to the hospital, they give me whatever, painkiller. Oh, no, it's a painkiller. Then probably I will know it's paracetamol. Next time when I'm sick, I'm just going to get a paracetamol. If I have a headache, I'll get a paracetamol. But with foods, it's not easy to do that, because there are certain things that changes in our life. You get sick, right? Your health is not good. You go back, you eat well, then you feel good. You may gain weight because you're pregnant. Then you lose the weight after pregnancy, or you maintain with the weight doesn't shed off, which is most women, they go to that. But it's all to do with the hormones. Or you are in your menopause, you're menopausing, then you get to that. Old age also tends to have with its own impact on the body. So there is so much. But when we look at all those things, everything is about, it's about food. I totally agree with, I saw this other audio, I'll do it for my live podcast, for my live streaming on YouTube. We will go over that video. It actually was done by a university, and where they are actually talking about food being medicine. But still, even now, food is medicine, but we are not aware of it because nobody is teaching it, or nobody is making it. People are aware that actually food is medicine, because anything that we have, we didn't get it from Mars. It's something that we have extracted somewhere. And what's the source, really? So what is the source of all medication? That's what we need to understand. So even while we say that there is synthetic, whatever, derivative or whatever, but they have to originate from some form, somewhere. Where do they come from? And most of them, they're geared, which means they are also mapping what's inside, which is biochemically, how our bodies actually respond biochemically inside us, how we respond inside. That's what we're fixing. And we find these antidotes, or whatever we call medication, to fix those problems, which is exactly what the food does, right? And why we are able to do that, because we map what's already in, right? And then that's where we said this is supposed to be the normal status of things, and this is what has changed. And if we do this, this is what's going to be the end result, which is we're going to revert it to. So really, it's almost like everything that we do is restoring the body to its normal functionality. And most of it is to do with food. Food is is medicine, for sure. It is actually medicine. So that's a dialogue, that's a conversation that we need to have. Because we almost acting like the whole world is sick. It's either you're okay or you're sick. I saw an article Because I'm not, I don't do the TikTok thing and whatever, because it's just too much. I know some other people like that, but it's just too much. I think it's because I'm trying to resist all the misinformation and overblown type of, you know, because somehow we have to stay closer to logic and truth. And, you know, and with me as a coach, I think I also try to, you know, where you want to sieve through things, right, so that you can still keep reasoning and thinking and, you know, and getting the right information, feeding your brain with the right information. I think that's the thing that I'm, that makes me try to eliminate most of those things. But if you're just going for humor and fun and whatever, then you can do it. I don't say everybody out there is just giving false information, but you tend to say that the falser the information, the louder it gets, and the more the more it reaches more people. I don't know. We simply love ridiculous. So in the sense of being surprised that it's ridiculous, but we tend to spread it like fire, and which is why it works in most of these platforms. So so that's the conversations that we are going to have. So it's all on that premise of actually understanding, creating good relationship, what it means to be healthy, and what is it. And I'm not teaching a science class. I just want to have a good conversation, and which is why I'm saying it has to be in conversation form where it's really relatable and we understand, and everybody can articulate and apply. And if we do it and we understand it, then it becomes the normal way we live life. And I think then that will actually support people. People can live a better life. And I think the thing is, because it's all about our existence from the day you come in to the day you live. It's all about how best you can live your life. Your functionality is key in everything that you actually do. So that's the thing is, and I find that it's all about, that's the first relationship, really, the first very most important relationship, which means getting your essential, which is your essential, which is your food, your nourishment. And then from there, everything else follows and it becomes great. If you're a great thinker, then you can live your potential. And if you're going to live longer and be 100 years, which is the goal of most people, to actually be able to live longer and enjoy life more. And if you're meeting that, and also the underlying thing is when you are living that life, your functionality, which means you are able to cope and be able to do most of the things that you want to the best of your capability without hindrance or anything that actually affects that. And mostly I find that life is more painful, especially if you're not in good health. Everything becomes a struggle, and probably everything loses meaning, really. That's how I understand, which is why I say it's better to have this conversation. It's not really, and how best can we have that conversation without making it so boring and monotonous and really making people miserable, right? So that's the key to actually doing it. So we will be I will be also doing the why I'm gonna go and do, and also be doing the streams. The streams is video, right? Because if I've got some things to refer to, which is any type of documentation or whatever, we'll be able to. On this one, it's just voice. On being live on here, it's just like voice. It's not it's live broadcasting. It's not it's not visual, so we can only chat and also make phone calls as we go. So I am supposed to make more hours here broadcasting, and also have more followers to this channel, so that I'll be able to actually have a fan club. So when we have a fan club, which means we've got more interaction and we can actually start doing a lot of things with this channel. So for those that are listening, thank you very very much. I appreciate you. I see that I only had D-Mark, wherever you are. Thank you very much for listening, for me rambling and going on. You can also input and actually say if you've got questions and send me messages or participate if you want to participate as one of our co-hosts. So you can send me a message during the stream or after the stream. You can do so. It's all then we'll consider and see how best we can get together and have those live chats. So as we go on, I will also have other co-hosts talking on certain things. Some of them will be my clients that will be talking about their journeys, what they've gone through, what they've seen, what they're learning as we go into, not saying that it is the best model or the best, but it's just sharing what you can and actually hear some other people how they're doing. And this is also to trigger, some thinking points for each and every one of us, which is in the community, so that you kind of see where you are and also map up where you want to be. And if somebody has done it, and it doesn't mean if it has worked for them, it's going to work for you. Your implementation, how you understand and how you want to do it, and also understanding that you are a unique person. So even in actually being healthy is per individual. There is, general health where we say everybody, which means your body is functioning. Your heart is good, everything, your endocrine system is working right, and every muscle, every bone is working right, which means your whole body is working perfectly fine, right? You don't have, and then we also say exceptional people. If you want to have more muscle, that's another thing, which means you want to compete, you're an athlete or whatever that you need to do. That's another form of health. We have to start with the general line, which I always say is the middle line. You cannot be, not being healthy is not, shouldn't be an option, and shouldn't be just for few people. It should be for everybody. Life is a struggle, right? Because everything that we need to, we have to work for it. We have to do all these other things from brain work to whatever, right? But then from there, then it becomes easier, not easier. Becomes tolerable, which means there is manageability. And that's the idea of the community, so that we share tools. Somebody knows something and they show us how to do it, makes it easier for us to actually see that and be able to implement what we need. We are not using the copy and paste, but we're using this platform as well. You want to be well informed. And you also, I said, it's all about just taking that niche and working on that and actually cutting out all the noise out there and just focusing on what we need. So all topics will be geared on different parts of what we need, but it's all about our health, how we feel, how we relate with each and everything around us, all relationships, because everything has to be in sync for things to work out, for you to live that life that you want to actually live, which means your best life. Per individual, right? My best life may differ from other people. As I say, I am more saner when I'm in the gym. I am more saner when I'm doing outdoor stuff. I'm more saner at the I'm by the sea. So some other people, even when it comes to foods that I like, most people, maybe some people wouldn't like them. We eat the same, you see, but it's how you love your chicken. It's all chicken. But how do you like your chicken? How have you made your chicken? What have you added to your chicken? So this is where we just differ. But if you look at the best understanding, it's a chicken. All we eat chicken, but some people don't eat chicken. They've got their reasons, whether it's spiritual or whatever, that has to be also taken into account. It's them that can process that. But the underlining is that we have what we call food. And why do we consume food? Food is for nourishment, so that we can function and we maintain. The first and foremost is to meet life, because for you need to eat to maintain life for us to be. And then overall, which is the functionality overall when it comes to movement, what we do, which means our greater potential as human beings is also hinged in how we handle or how we relate with food. So I think that's it for today, guys. As I said, right, today was just in after a long time, I haven't done any of these boards. So I am, the schedule is on now, which means we're going to have Tuesdays, Thursdays, and also we're going to have a Saturday. It's not, it's almost, I'm not going to have a fixed schedule because if I'm not available, but it comes in, which means it's going to come in as a surprise. But I'll also give you a heads up that, okay, I'm going to be live on Saturday and I'll give you the time, but once it goes officially, then it will also have a fixed time and also or on the fixed schedule on what time that we're going to be doing. So we said we're going to have Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thursdays, which means Tuesdays is going to be 11 o'clock and Thursday 11 o'clock, and around 3 o'clock we're going to have another segment, and the length of the segment depends really on whatever, on what the topic is all about. Some of them, they're going to be really short, which is almost like probably like 10. We can have 10 to 15. I talk a lot. I don't know 10 minutes if it's going to work. So I don't know if I'll be able to do 10 minutes, but well, we will do. So it's most of them, they also have a time frame, which means the schedule, if it's 45 minutes, that's what we're going to cover. Like today, it seems like we're going to 45 minutes or so, which means I've been sitting here for almost like an hour talking to you. Okay, so yeah, so that's exactly what's going to be on the schedule as we go on our Tuesday. And if you're on my Facebook page, if you are on Facebook page, you will also see, I'll post a link where you can actually be able to, and you'll be reminded when they're streaming the live is on, and at that time, and also you'll have the schedule on time, even if you catch it later. And also I'll make sure that these ones, the live ones, we'll also turn them into recorded ones where you can go to the website on podcast. Now, even here on Podbean, you'll be able to download those and listen on the way. So the coaching ones also you will have. For the people that want more of the exclusive content, you have to be a member on Patreon. Then you be a member. There are two tiers there, the supporter I know and the community member I know. On those, they're actually different, which means you will have to different access to different content, but all of them, they'll be on Patreon. That's the only platform I have. And also I am launching an academy, which is all the courses about nutrition that we'll be doing. So when I say a course, I'm literally coaching, and we are actually taking this more discussion more in a detailed way, more structured way, where you can actually know, when we say meal planning, what does it mean, how you plan, so you practically do that. And also when we talk about food groups, you practically do that. Your whatever, everything that you do, you actually do that. When it comes to movement, when we talk about program, how do you actually set up your programs, and how do you use movement, what kind of movement. And you know, when somebody says, okay, you're a coach, give me a program, how do I program to come up with a program that I say is effective for a client, for you to be able to use to get the results? And how do you, so that's the knowledge that people, this is what we need to teach people, than doing this thing of saying, come, just copy what I do, just I'll tell you what I do, or follow me, or I'm your leader. It's not working, and I don't think it work. We should follow the same. We need to change. We've changed most of the things, even with the way we teach. We have always improved in academics and everything. So I think this part of us as human beings needs to change, and also that we actually be able to do. I don't believe it should be just a few people called coaches and trainers and or whatever. Personal trainers should be actually be knowing this. I know it's a job, yes, but they will still be there because there is accountability. There is other tools that they can actually do, but the general public, most people should know. Like just walking, we walk. Everybody, you're taught how to walk as a child, then you do it, it's natural. The same as food, people should be able to relate with food and live a better life, not because, you know, and feel like they're being shortchanged or anything, or there's a stigma to it because their relationship wasn't that. Of course, there are some other things where instant things happen. Life happens, right? Where it goes to the emotions. That's what I'm saying is, yes, if it's an emotional thing, that's why we have to go when we talk about clinical nutrition, right? Where you go in a in a system where it's set up already to actually be able to help that person. And even if they go, there's no stigma to that. If somebody gets sick and go to the hospital, you don't carry the stigma of being a sick person, right? Just because you've been admitted to the hospital. So same thing with people that have got weight and all these other things. They shouldn't have a stigma or be shamed. It's almost they've committed some crime or something for actually being gained weight or something else, right? The same thing is because all of us, we started not knowing anything. We had to go through what we call the learning system, and starting from grade one to be able to know whatever we know, and that we call ourselves geniuses or whatever, right? From even writing, we didn't know how to read, but we had to learn all those things. So the same thing with nutrition, I believe, or anything with food, people need also to have the same approach to understanding, right? And actually understanding that humans can learn anything, and once they've got the understanding, they are able to apply it in their lives and live a better life, because all things that we do is to actually use as leverages or as part of supporting our lives so that we can live a better life. Other than that, if it doesn't meet those requirements, then we shouldn't do them because it's useless. It doesn't serve any purpose, right? So that's the thing. And with me, I am interested more in actually taking that lead on actually saying, okay, you know, it's important that we actually have this conversation and we teach people, and people have a better understanding, right, of actually having to relate with food or handle food or whatever. Because we see, because yes, it's not just, I mean, people already know, but to do the best so that they can live a better life, so that we don't end up having issues about it. Because if majority, you know, of us are actually heading there, then it becomes a problem. But if it was just a few of us that are, right, then we hope that that can change, because we tend to actually feed on each other. So if it becomes a norm that actually, I know there are people that are actually saying that I don't do politics, okay? Health has nothing to do with whatever, right? Somebody has my right to being overweight or my right to being skinny. It makes no sense, whatever, right? With me, I'm interested in if you are okay with that, then you are not part of the conversation. You are pretty okay. But for those that want to find a way out, if you are already a genius, you don't go to school. But if you feel like you've got need some knowledge of actually something that you need to have knowledge of, so because it's important to you and you need to apply it in your life and make your life better, you always go and learn whatever that it is, right? So it's the same thing with this thing about actually our health and food. We should also be able to take the same approach of saying if you're interested and you want to know more about it, and then there should be places where people can actually go and actually learn about these things and actually have those conversations and not just leave it for somebody else. And also those that choose not to, it's not whatever, this is what they want and this is how they're going to live their lives, so it's not a problem. So we shouldn't go where we become nasty to people or try to control or force people to do things that they don't want. Okay, guys, and I am going to close down now, and I think we had done, I've done a lot of rumbling and talking, and I don't know if it makes sense to you. It was just an introduction to kind of give you where we're going and what's going to happen. Don't forget that you can be also a co-host or speaker live here with me. If you are interested in that, you can send me a message and join me as we go on. And don't forget also to check out the YouTube stream. That one I'll be doing live, it's live video, so there's visual, and you can actually be able to do the ones that don't, you can also have the recorded, so there's going to be plenty of that you can actually do. For those that are supporting me, thank you very much. My Patreon members on Patreon, thank you very much. I appreciate the little support that you actually give me, the donations that you actually put through, because it actually helped me to have tools to use for everything, like for the podcast and also the time that I put in to come up with the content of most of these things. And also, as we go in, I'll be doing giveaways, whether it's in terms of actually coaching packages or some other digital products like planners, fitness planners, and some workouts in forms of files that you need. You will also have that. So, guys, thank you for today for listening, which means I'll see you on Thursday, same time or earlier at 11 o'clock. You have a wonderful, wonderful day wherever you are. I'm tuning out.